At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
What's up, folks? I've got another free view of the Lost Zane recordings from my time at 107.3 WBBL. And this one is another classic edition of Dear Meathead. All right. So this is it's very similar to what I do in the podcast now, but it's like, you know, 5 years ago or so. And I just love it. It's just fantastic to hear my dad doing that same segment that he's been doing with me for so many years now. I'm told there's some great meathead-isms in this. And I don't know why, but I think letting the cat out of the bag and telling you what to expect is like even more funny waiting for him to say these things. Included in this segment of Dear Meathead on the free view of the Lost Zane recordings, my dad says, quote, "A magnet is a sucking situation." And if you got strong breath that you can suck in air, you can take a 5-pound ball in your mouth. Thank you for help on the Lost Zane recordings from Mike Pellerito for going and, you know, doing these show rundowns for me. He kind of like basically listens to these old shows and takes notes. And then you have like a little description of what happened on the show. So thank you, Mike, for that. So here you go. Enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane recordings. And if you want the full show, check it out on my Patreon. I put 15 plus hours of material on my Patreon every single week. And if you're struggling for something to listen to outside of my free daily podcast, the Patreon is for you. And I suggest just trying it out for $5 a month. For just 1 month and then see how I do with you. $5 a month gets you access to all of the audio archive and anything new. $10 a month, the audio archive and then the video archive and the live streams. Okay. And I've just got so much stuff up there. So check it out and maybe you'll like it. If not, no hard feelings. I appreciate you attempting it. Hell, I just appreciate your time. So there you go. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane recordings.
West Michigan. To reach the Eric Zane Show, call 800-785-1073. Email eric@ericzaneshow.com. Facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page.
All right, Tyler got in the weeds a little bit on the podcast yesterday. I don't think it was the end of the world, but no big deal. Podcast is available at WBBL.com. Check it out on iTunes. Search Eric Zane Show. And at audioboom.com, if you want to stream it, just search Eric Zane Show.
Father of mine, tell me where have you been?
All right, time to check in with Dad for another amazing rip-roaring segment of Dear Meathead, where we get my dad on the phone, my 82-year-old father who's been recovering from a broken back, broken pelvis, broken everything. He'd still be just as ornery whether he was recovering or not. Where you ask questions to him via email, eric@ericzaneshow.com, or you can call at 800-785-1073. Dad, hello.
Hey, hello.
How are you? You sound as energetic as always.
Hey, meathead is a meathead, man.
Indeed. Now, when I spoke to you yesterday, you said that sometimes it's weird when a listener calls up because you can't quite hear them. Is that right?
Right.
Okay, well, we'll do our best, Dad. Hopefully, if anybody calls, we'll be able to get that through to you, and you won't have any trouble hearing them.
That'd be great.
So you just had rehab again. You said you're getting closer to ditching that walker. Isn't that right?
Yeah, 75% pretty much free.
Okay.
By next week.
You ever think you'll be able to go, like, take a walk, like a normal person?
Yeah, I can think of it, but it's not happening right now.
Right, but further down the road. So.
Yeah, I'm walking with a walker right now.
Yeah, yeah. Gosh, dang it, man. I got to get out there and see you. I really do.
Maybe you'll see me sooner than you think.
Yeah, the plan is to meet you up north in Grayling. So
okay.
That's, That's always a good time. Well, Dad, we've got several listeners. It seems like all we have to do is throw the word out once or twice, and we get tons of interaction from the audience, people who want to talk to you and ask you your advice for Dear Meathead. So here we go, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, Dad. Sam writes this. I have an over-controlling father-in-law who thinks he knows it all because he's in his 60s. He's trying to tell and not suggest to my wife and myself how we need to live our lives. How should I tell him to mind his own business and not worry about our household, Dad?
Yeah. Well, here's the deal on that. There's a lot of guys like that. They're just, you know, they're 40 or 50 or 60 years old, and mm-hmm. you're 30, 35. They know a lot more than you do, so they think.
Mm-hmm.
However, the best thing that I know does remedy the situation is don't pay attention to what he says.
Oh, so just ignore him and say okay and walk away?
Just, that sounds good, Dad. That's all right. Yeah. And that's a peaceful way to tell the guy that, yeah, you're smart, make him feel good, and you yourself are free of not wanting to listen to that advice.
You know, Dad, I do the same thing with program directors.
Hey, that's the way it goes. You did that with me.
With you. I remember when you told me not to get married, you actually called me and said, don't get married. And look at us now. It's been like 30 years, you know?
Guess what? I admit that I was wrong.
Yeah, I know it. So there you go. That's cool. But yeah, I do the same thing with the boss. He comes in and says, don't do Dear Meathead anymore. I go, yeah, you're right. It sucks. And then
listen, the boss is a boss.
Yeah. And then I listen and then I go, yeah, sure. And then I just don't do it. You know, that's how it goes.
Well, don't just say, yeah. Just say, hey, that sounds like a good idea.
Okay. Let's see here, Dad. We've got, Chris who writes in.
Hi, Chris.
He writes, Dear Meathead, I have a question on etiquette for school fundraisers. My son is a fundraiser, and I'm thinking about bringing it to work, you know, like candy or cookie sales, for coworkers to buy things. However, I do not want to be obligated to purchase any of their kids' crap when it is their turn. Is it all right to shake down my coworkers and not reciprocate?
No, it's not all right, buddy. Hey, if somebody is putting out, you're going to have to reciprocate in that.
Okay.
No. Just return the favor.
What do you mean by putting out?
Always return the favor.
Somebody's not going to buy it from you.
Okay.
You're not going to probably look favorable in buying it from them. But if they bought it from you and they're coming in and wanting to sell something, you got to buy it.
Right.
That's just the return of a favor.
It's common courtesy. So this.
It's common courtesy, you know.
All right, this is Jeremy in Saranac. Now, he is a longtime fan of yours. He's had numerous questions for you where he's made us all very, very awkward. So listen carefully as Jeremy joins us. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad. How about yourself, buddy?
Oh, not too bad. I had a personal question I was going to ask you this week, and then something kind of came up yesterday. Somebody I know just recently had a pet die, and it was a bunny, to be exact, and it was kind of sad. Another person who knows that person was pretty upset about it, and they got so upset that they actually dug their forehead until it bled. And when it bled, a few minutes later, they actually said they're just going to leave the blood on their forehead. My question to you is, how should I take that? How should I speak to them? And actually, what I was wondering what you would do is, just so I know a better way to speak to them, if you could speak to Tyler Stone on the radio and just use him as an example and pretend that you're speaking to him as if he's the person who went through this, and just give him some, you know, advice on what he should do or what you think, how he should go about, you know, feeling that way or whatnot.
Jeremy, thank you. Dad, did you follow all of that?
Well, first of all, the volume is so low, I was struggling with it. Now, can you clue me in a little bit to what he said?
Well, Jeremy said that he knows someone who had a rabbit die, and when the person who was telling about it was telling the story, it was so sad to another person that they were so anguished by it, they made a scratch in their head and started to bleed from their forehead. Jeremy wanted you to speak to that person. He wants you to speak to Tyler Doan as if it were him as to how they should maybe go about handling things like that, or what you think of someone who would be so pained by a bunny dying that they actually inflict damage to their own skin.
Yeah. Tyler, I'll tell you this one. You better keep away from that dude. He's a dangerous character. I ain't never going to cut my head to bleed to know what the heck's going on. Mm,
yeah. It was like
a rabbit is a rabbit. We shoot him and eat him. So.
Okay. All right.
So, no, don't take that personal.
No.
Just in fact, take him off of your telephone directory.
Okay. Very good.
You don't want to talk to this guy.
That sounds like good advice. Jeremy, thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast. The Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart Lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device. All right. Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap. Okay, you can go to eufyofficial.com/video lock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/video lock. eufyofficial.com/video lock.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently. By using more sustainable practices. By developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Dad, we have a question for you. Dear Meathead, if you could have one superpower, what would it be and why?
Superpower that I ever want to desire to have,
mm-hmm.
to be able to control other people's brain.
Embellish man.
And that's right. I want to put in their brain what I want them to do.
Okay. So.
And that's the best thing that could ever happen to all of the world. For instance,
mm-hmm.
if Russia wants to attack us, we'll attack them before they attack us.
Uh-huh.
Because it's in my brain. So. No, hey, that's a good thing to have.
Okay, Dad. He also has another question. Dustin writes, Dear Meathead, how do magnets work?
A magnet, huh?
Yeah.
Magnet is a sucking situation.
Really?
Yeah, if you got strong breath that you can suck in air, you can take a 5-pound ball in your mouth. That's probably not going to happen.
Hmm. That's interesting.
It's a good
take
thing for you
magnets.
To try and keep practicing it.
Okay, Dad. Hey, I was going to ask you: is your blood sugar okay? Is it getting low or high?
Nah, I'm high all the time.
Okay,
man.
Dad. All right.
Hey, don't worry about that.
Dad, Mark writes this: I have some ground beef in the fridge. Should I just roll it into a ball and eat it raw, or take the time to grill it up and make burgers out of it?
No. Eat it raw. But not the whole thing. You're going to roll it up, man. Take a little bit at a time and put some garlic powder on that baby.
Now, the reason
you
why...
You can really enjoy that.
Now,
and
he,
it's the greatest vitamin in the world.
Now, he must have been a longtime listener when I had been on the radio when I was across the street, because I had told the story, no doubt, once or twice about how you eat hamburger raw.
Absolutely.
Oh. Yeah.
That's a great thing, man. I'm telling you, season it raw.
Oh, I
we
remember.
We buy 2.5 pounds worth of ground round in here for our own burger.
He just scoops it up and eats
it. Burger, it's only 3/4 of a pound.
Yeah, Dad. I remember being one of the memories I have when I was very young, when Mom would open up a package of ground beef, and you would just like eat it like it was a snack, like potato
chips. Absolutely. Look at me, how strong I am.
Dad, I don't know, man. I think there's a lot of impurities in ground beef that has to be cooked out of it. I don't know.
You need some impurities in your body. Hey, too much no impurities makes you a wimp.
Too much no impurities makes you a wimp, you say.
Got it.
All right.
Right.
All right,
absolutely.
Dad. Dad, this is an anonymous email that says, my six-month-old puppy keeps putting his paws on the kitchen countertop and stealing anything that's up there. Can you recommend a cruelty-free way to get him to stop?
Well, the number one thing you got to do for it to stop, you're going to have to start feeding that dog.
Mm.
And the dog is hungry.
Mm. Okay.
So that just put the good stuff on the table, and you're going to sit around and embellish it, and the poor puppy is sitting there staring at you.
Okay. Wow. All right. Dad.
This is not a fair country to do that.
Matt from Wayland writes, dear Meathead, I've been in the insurance business for a few years. Now I'm carving out a nice career doing that. I wondered if you have any advice how I can elevate my career to the next level, since you were in, that was your life's work, selling insurance.
Well, the greatest information that I have that I can, pardon me, pass it on to you is you have a prospect and you contacted him. He says, no, we're going to wait a while.
Yeah.
But don't wait a while. Call him every other week. Keep in touch with him. Tell him you told me that, call me back, I'm calling you back. What's the deal? Where are you going to send me? So if you're bugging him, he's not going to like you too well. But call him and get permission to call him back again. If he says, yeah, give me a call again, you keep calling him. Don't put him on a back burner.
So you're saying only if he says call me back.
That's right.
So that happened a lot to you?
Oh, yeah. One out of three I sold.
Didn't you in like 1973 make like $100,000 in a year in selling life insurance?
I did over $450,000 sales, and yes, I made a big bucks at that time. Well, but you know what?
Yeah.
That day never came back again.
Yeah, you had those few good years, and then
I died.
Yeah, and then Mom took you to the cleaners, man, after you got divorced, man. That was a big deal.
That was like a Chinese torture, you know that?
Oh, man, did she take you to the cleaners. You got robbed, man.
Chinese torture.
Dad,
what can I say when it happens? You know, you just throw it up in the air and say, hey, God, you catch some of that.
Oh, I've been there, believe me. Hell.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, this is really personal here, Dad. I don't even know if you want to answer this one. It says, dear Meathead, my name is John. I want to have a threesome with my girlfriend. What's the best way to go about asking her?
Get rid of one of them. Hey.
Wait.
Three of you.
Yeah. Do you know what that is, Dad?
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
I almost had an opportunity to do that.
That is terrible. I'm really upset that I heard that come out of your mouth.
No, I was strong enough. I fought it off, man.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
Was it with Mom and someone else?
No. We ain't going there.
Oh my gosh, this is terrible.
Hey, just to give you a clue, this was three boys.
Wait, what?
Man, oh, man. Hey, don't bring that kind of stuff up to this.
Wait.
Where what?
All right, Dad.
That's a pretty big hint.
Dad, we're gonna wrap this deal up. I tell you what, this is a good time to get out.
Gotta get out while I'm ahead, man.
Get out while you give some, too.
Yeah.
Forget the getting it.
All right. Yeah. Dad, we gotta go. I love you very much. I really do. And
all you guys, I love you.
It's been a pleasure talking with you again. Okay, Dad?
Guys, I hope we get to see all of you.
Okay, Dad. I'll see you around.
Have a good one.
Okay, I love you.
Bye,
okay,
guys. Bye. I love you, too. I'm going to be
like you. Okay. Dad. Wait for it. Wait. And the cat's in the cradle. Little boy. All right. What just happened?
Major revelations on today's episode of Dear Meathead. Oh. Namely, your father was going to have a foursome with three boys.
Dan, just the other day, he said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? Let it breathe. Not today. Inhale. Tyler, your thoughts.
Well, we now know where your gay tendencies come from.
This is true. Bum, bum, bum.
All right. Any correspondence about what you just heard is always welcome. Either phone, 800-785-1073, email eric@ericzaneshow.com, Twitter at Eric Zane Show, at Easy Show OJ, or on Facebook. Wow. We're going to come back with sports. And, I don't even know. I'm completely shocked. We'll be back.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane Recordings full show. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks again, folks. Bye-bye.